listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good Saturday morning to you, everybody. Listening within the sound of my voice, this is Landon for Lifeline Radio. I'm coming at you live this morning in the studio. And listen, I'm going to give you a couple phone numbers and call letters. I'm going to give you Gmail, email, snail mail, all this stuff at the end or somewhere during the broadcast. I don't want to sit here the first 10 minutes and just rattle a bunch of announcement stuff. But I want you to have the phone number. So as we're giving this message, it's going to be about the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be about you being empowered. And it's going to be about you knowing who he is and receiving him personally and starting to walk with him and talk with him and be empowered by him and have him leading your life. Everything's leading your lives today except the Holy Ghost. And that's ridiculous. He's the one that's sent to lead your life. So I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you, walk you through scripture, what Jesus' plan was, how the New Testament church was birthed, and what its design and intent is that we're not utilizing. When you have an important tool, if you're doing a job and you have a tool for that job and you're not utilizing that tool, all right, if you're turning a screw with a butter knife, you're a good housewife, for one. And listen, if you're turning a screw with a butter knife, you are using the wrong tool for the job and you're making it much more difficult than it needs to be. We're making our lives so much more difficult than they need to be. And I am certain... All right, I'm going to speak bold oracles this morning. I am certain that the Holy Spirit is grieved by this. If I was the Holy Spirit, I would be grieved when I am hovering above every Christian, ready to help them, ready to intercede on their behalf, ready to empower them, and they call on me zero. I'm just some guy inside that sealed them so when Christ comes back, they can go to heaven. That's all I'm doing for him. That's just sad. I'm sure he's grieved. Listen, let's talk about it right now. Call up here this morning. If I'm in the middle of this broadcast and you decide, man, I want that. I need Jesus for one, and you know what? I don't know if I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. I don't know if I've really received empowerment. I don't know if there's been any difference since I was sealed with the promise that Christ will come back and get me. I don't know. If you don't know, call and let's make assured your salvation. Let's make assured your faith walk. Let's make assured your belief and your receiving of the Holy Spirit this morning. 221-1100. The local number is 221-1100. I mean, you don't have to get off the top row. Matter of fact, the numbers are right next to each other. That's almost embarrassing if you don't call. 221-1100. That's too easy. Out of town, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. Right now, pull it up online, WCNO.com, WCNO.com. Click on Listen Now. Call somebody anywhere in the world and do that. Friends, cousins, if you care about somebody, you call them now. Say, get up, WCNO.com, listen now. This is stuff you need to know for life. Please listen. You're helping them. You're ministering to them. You're walking in the oracles of God by doing that. Don't be afraid to do that. Faith without works is dead. That simple phone call to say, turn on WCNO.com right now, click on live broadcast, and listen, that's faith with works. You're abiding in Scripture. God is pleased with you for doing that. Anytime during the week, pull us up on demand. Little calendar, pick 8:30 in the morning, Lifeline, and listen to it. I don't care which one you listen to. At the end, I'll give you emails, and I'll give you actual mail we can send to the P.O. Box. You can sew into this ministry if you'd like to. If you'd like to, it's Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, my Spirit, the Spirit. These are all references in Scripture to the Spirit Jesus received from the Father and passed on to us so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Let me just meditate on that for a minute because many people don't even have life. There are many people sick, stricken, dying. Many people that are healthy physically but mentally sick. There's a lot of problems in this world. Jesus says this. Let me say that again, man. Okay, he gave you the Spirit so that we may have life and that we may have life more abundantly. How many listening to the sound of my voice want to have life? And not only do I want to have life, Landon, I want to have it more abundantly. Jesus said In John 10:10, he said, I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This is off the beaten path, but let me turn there. I wasn't going to use the A part of that verse, but I think you need to know that if Jesus is the one that came that yet so that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly, let me tell you what the thief does or what the devil does. He came that you don't have life. He's trying to steal life from you, and Jesus is trying to give it to you. Who do you want to surrender to? The one who's trying to steal life from you or the one who's trying to give life to you? He's not only trying to steal life from you, he's trying to kill you. If things are trying to kill you, they are not from God. Jesus did not do that to you. You need to know what authority you're under today. And you need to take the authority by the Holy Spirit that God gave you so that you can have life and have it abundantly today. John 10. Get your Bible out and turn to John 10. We're going to go 10:10. This is too easy. Chapter 10, verse 10. He says, the thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. If he's robbed your marriage, if he's robbed your finances, if your health is in bad shape, and if your life is in shambles, the enemy, the thief, if you look this up in Scripture, it is the devil. Just trust me. I don't have time to do it right now for you. But look it up. Research it yourself. Don't take my word. You always dig Scripture up from every preacher you hear, and you check it out for yourself. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And this is Jesus talking. These are words in red. He's telling us this. He says, but I, Jesus, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Listen, if you look that word life, it's number 2222 in your Greek. If you have a Strong's, look it up for yourself. You know what it means? Life. There is no other definition needed. No matter what language, life is life. It means just that. If you look the word life up in the Greek, it means life. But if you look the word abundantly up, which is he attached this to the life, so that you may have life and that you may have life more abundantly. If you look it up, it means to have life more exceedingly or to have life more advantaged, to have life very highly. These are all the definitions that were given, okay? Look it up. It's number 4053 in your Strong's. He says, exceedingly, have life advantaged, have life very highly, and have life beyond measure. What? I want that. Give me some of that, Lord. Jesus, provide that for me. Let me have life beyond measure. Let me have life abundantly. Let me have life exceedingly. Please, Lord, let me have life very highly. Let me have life advantage. Why would Jesus say, the reason I came was so you could have life advantaged, very highly, and beyond measure? Let me make this perfectly clear. His coming and this offer is for now. Now, right now, today, Saturday, today, now. Why? You won't have any need for advantage or beyond measure when you get to heaven. He didn't offer you this so that when you're sealed with the Holy Spirit and you go to heaven, now you'll need to use your advantage. You'll need to have life exceedingly. You'll need highly favored life. You won't need that there. Okay, when you get to heaven, you'll be with Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father. The right hand is the hand of power. Let me teach you how Scripture works. That's the hand of power. All power and authority is right there at the right hand of the Father, all over the whole entire universe. You won't need favor. You won't need nothing. You'll be in the presence of the Lord where all things take place. And in him, all wisdom, truth, power, etc. You get the point. Fill in the blank. In him are all things. Okay? So there you will be physically and spiritually with him. Your spirit or your man will actually be there. You'll physically be there and you'll spiritually be there. Because of that, you'll never lose sight of him. It's not like here where you don't see him. You have to stay in the spirit. The spirit, you have to stay in the spirit to stay in Christ. There he'll be right before your eyes. The glory will illuminate the whole entire place. You won't have to remember, oh yeah, I'm supposed to think of Christ today. You'll have no choice. The glory will just engulf you, okay? So there you'll be physically and spiritually with him because it is physical. You'll never lose sight of him. He'll always be there in your sight. Once you get to heaven. So the need for exceedingly and advantage and very highly and beyond measure is for you and I now. If you'll have no need for it in heaven, it would be pure foolishness for Jesus to offer you such a thing unless it was for now. Think about this. This is the only thing that makes sense in Scripture. He gave you this to give you power now. Now, okay? There are two realms. You have the heavenly and you have the flesh. Okay, you're sealed to get to heaven, but you're given power to function now. The power is not for heaven. The power is for earth, is what I'm trying to say. He gave you the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, all those names I mentioned, the Spirit, my Spirit. In Scripture, he's referred to as all these different things. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, my Spirit. You'll hear him say the Spirit. It is the Spirit that quickens, sometimes Scripture says. He gave you that for now. This is for earth. Making it clear, this is for you here in earth. The disciples needed it. He wouldn't let them go forward. He said, listen, I'm leaving. I'm going back to heaven to the right hand of the Father, but I'm going to tell you what you do. You go over here and you tarry and you wait on me. You tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power. He said, you go there and you wait on me because you're going to need this power. Once I leave, you'll be done if you don't have this. It's the same for you. It's no different. It's no different. The disciples needed it. And if you are going to be his disciple, you'll need it also. The word disciple means follower. So if in your mind you're a true follower of Jesus Christ, you have to have the Holy Spirit or your effectiveness of your witness will be very weak. I'm not saying you won't have any witness at all, but with a weak witness, you'll win much less souls and you won't be able to help people here on earth. Nobody will get healed. Nobody's sickness will go away. Nothing will change. It'll sound good to the ear. It'll tickle their ear that you gave them from Jesus. And that when they die, they'll go to heaven. So they'll be defeated. The whole earth walk just to die and get to heaven. That's a shame. You could have a good life here and then die and go to heaven. Why would you want a bad life here and then die and go to heaven when you can live abundantly here, exceedingly, highly advantaged, then go to heaven? Well, that sounds much better. I'll take that plan. Thank you, Lord. This is the plan he laid out. This is not Landon Allen's plan. This is the plan God laid out. This is when he birthed the New Testament church and said, this is how you're to operate, New Testament church. Okay? On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit fell in that upper room and everybody felt him, experienced him, spoke in other languages, they had evidence of the flow of the Spirit, of the power of the Spirit, of what happens when the Spirit comes up on you. When you believe and then he comes up on you, there is evidence. This evidence that particular day birthed the New Testament church. We were supposed to stay in that mindset, in that spiritual realm, and walk in that power and walk in that authority. That's why he gave it. We walked in it for a season, then we walk away from it. Somebody will get a revelation, we'll go back to it for a season, then we'll go away from it. Why would you go away from something good designed to help you, to keep you, to sustain you, to give you life, to give you health, to give you the power in your tongue to speak to things and make them change under the authority of the Holy Spirit? Let me clear this up. A lot of people get to thinking in their mind, well, I'll just speak to this and change my whole life. I want a diamond today. I want a car today. I want my husband healed today. That's great. All those things can happen, but you have to pray the Spirit and ask him, bait him, come. Say, Spirit, come tell me. Come help me. What can I do here, Lord? You tell me what to do. And if the Spirit speaks to you and says, you tell this person, get up and walk. If the Spirit tells you that, it'll work. If you just go around blabbing stuff on your own, you're in your own will. In your own will, nothing's going to work. But if you'll stay in the Spirit, okay? Listen, Acts 1:4, Jesus told them, he said, you wait for the promise of the Father, which you've heard from me. Now, it's very interesting in this particular text. When you look up that word Father, it's personal noun. It is parent. You wait for, he told his own disciples, you wait for the promise of the Father, of the parent, which you've heard from me. A parent, think about that. A parent, that's a loving, nurturing, 100% caring for you, changing your diaper, wiping your snotty nose. I mean, God is in that business of fixing you. He's your parent. When you look at him as the parent, it's different. That's a real father now. That's a real father now. He told him in Acts 1:4, just in case you want to look at that. It says, in being assembled together with them, commanded them, he didn't just tell them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. He said, for John baptized with water, okay? But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now. John's baptism was a water baptism unto repentance. In other words, turn from your wicked ways, turn from your flesh walk, turn from your lust, turn from your addiction, turn from that mouth of yours that cusses way too much. turn from that attitude where you're always right and you always want to tell the person in the workplace off because they're all idiots, but you're the brightest man at work. I am the man at work. The rest of them are just idiots. Turn from that wicked thinking. Turn from that way. Repent before the Lord. Say, Lord, I am sorry for the way I act when I claim that I'm a Christian. I want to start walking with you right today in truth, in your light, in your love. I want to be like you. I want to be an example of you. How can I do that, Father? John said, listen, I can only baptize you with water, man. You can repent of your sins and turn up and come up out of the water and promise yourself and promise God that you're going to walk in a different way. But let me tell you something. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Not many days from now, Jesus said. John did that, but I'm going to tell you what. When you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, it'll change you and bring you power. This was the promise. Now listen, he told them, wait for the promise, remember? Wait for the promise of the Father, which you've heard from me. Well, what is the promise, Landon? Okay, let's go. John 14. The promise was this. Jesus said, John 14, 16. The promise was, Jesus said, I will pray the Father. I'll ask him and I'll request him for you if you'll do what I told you. And he shall give you another comforter. I've been with you. I've been walking with you and I've been comforting you. But the thing is, I am leaving and going away and making a better way for you. And if you'll go here and wait, and you'll wait on the Spirit, and you'll wait for the promise of the Father to come upon you, he said, I'll go pray the Father for you, and he'll give you another comforter, I promise you, that he may abide with you forever. So Jesus is going to go, he's going to ask, and he's going to request for a different counselor. He said, because I'm leaving, you're going to need another version. You're going to need a different counselor now that will dwell, remain, and abide with you forever. John 14, 26, drop down. We're going to do 14, 16, then we'll go down to 14, 26. He said, but the comforter. And he makes this very clear. Because remember, he just told him, this is the promise. Jesus said, I myself, Jesus, will pray the Father for you. He'll give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. And then he says in 26, but the comforter, so you're not confused, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. So you can't get him without Jesus. First step is you need Christ. You must receive Christ to get the Holy Ghost. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. He shall teach you all things. We're getting taught from all kinds of avenues, and mainly the internet. When we were designed as God birthed the New Testament church, you're supposed to be taught by the Holy Spirit. But the comforter, he makes it clear. The promise was, I'll pray the Father, who'll give you another comforter. Then in 26, he makes it clear. But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The more you educate yourself and fill your head with things besides the Word of God, the more you know, the less you'll flow. The more you depend on him for all things, the more you'll operate in the Spirit. It's not about you and what you know and what you think and how educated you are. It's not your dialect. It's not your theology. It is your submission to Christ, to be filled with the Spirit that he sent, to live in you, guide you, teach you. He says, but the Spirit will teach you all things. Jesus said, but one thing's needed, and that one thing was him. Now he says in Acts 1:8, if you want to flip over there and look at that, ready? But ye shall receive power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come up on you. After he is up on you, not just that you've been sealed for the day of redemption when Christ comes back for his believers or for his body or for his church. He says you'll receive power after he's come upon you. You'll receive power. If you would like that, I'm going to give you the opportunity right now to call here, 221-1100. Say, I want to accept Christ as my Savior, and I want to receive the promise of the Father, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. We just read it from Scripture, that I may receive power. I'm tired of getting beat up and defeated. I'm tired of not being able to help anybody. I'm tired of my prayers not getting answered because I don't walk in the power. The Holy Ghost has not come up on me. He's in my mind, but he's not truly in my heart. I haven't put him down in me. So therefore, since he's not in there from receiving Christ, he doesn't come upon me. I want to be filled, Landon. I want to be filled. 221-1100. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. But ye shall receive power. I looked that word up. Okay, it's number 1411 in your Strong's. Here, check this out. The word for power, the root word is dunamis. You know what that is? That's the root word where we in English take the word dynamite. So here's the specific thing. When you look it up, it says it is specifically a miraculous power. That's what this power is, the root word dunamis, which is where the word dynamite comes from. When you look it up, the first definition you see is miraculous power. The second is the word ability, and the third is the word might. This is what's missing from the New Testament church today. This is what was designed from God, promised of Jesus, promised of the Father, given to you. He did his part. He hung, he bled, he bore your sickness, your sins, your disease, all the things. Then he went to the right hand of power, and he said, I'll send you my comforter. He'll live in you, and you'll do and you'll operate all things through the Holy Spirit. That's our missing ingredient. We've stepped out of the will of the Father and his design for the New Testament church. If you want your church to operate, if you want your life to operate on a personal level, you must step back over into the realm of the Spirit, because it's God's design. You can't step out of his plan and then expect it to work for your life. You've got to walk in the oracles of God, in the plan of God. And ye shall be witnesses, he said. This is why our witness is not very effective. He says, and after you've done this, okay, and the Holy Ghost has now come up on you, whew, you'll be powerful. He says, you'll be witnesses unto me. And then he names all these places in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria. And then he says, unto the uttermost part of the earth. Unto the uttermost part of the earth. You hear me? Now check this out. John 7, let's read two verses, 38 and 39. Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, now this is Jesus, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Why? Because you've received power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Once you've accepted Christ, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13 says, after that ye believed. This is a two-part process. After that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now that you have believed in Jesus, and you are sealed on the inside with the Holy Spirit, showing God that when he comes back for his church, he looks for those ones that are sealed. When he's going to rain on somebody or come upon somebody, he'll only come upon those who are sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's how he knows who to come upon. Those that belong to him. This enables God to come upon you. When he is searching for a person to come upon, he looks for those who are sealed. And I'll give you this little hint, because we all need to be doing this. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to jab you and poke you this morning, okay? That we are much more easily spotted when we're on our knees interceding for ourselves, our family, or somebody else. When you're interceding in prayer, when you're on your face before God in prayer, when you're on your knees praying over something, you're easily spotted. You're easily spotted. You're washed in the blood. The angels are hovering over you, waiting to take your words to the throne room, that the commands of God, and that you can help God carry out his kingdom here on earth. Listen to this one real quick. I got to flip over here. We're running out of time. Acts 8, 14 through 17. You got to listen to this. Very crucial verses. 14 through 17 of Acts, he says, now listen, this breaks it down real clear. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God. So now listen to this. They've already received the word of God. Okay, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come to these people who'd already received the word of God, they prayed for them. What did they pray for? It says they prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for as yet the Holy Ghost was not fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's a great thing to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, but it's a great thing on top of that to receive the Holy Spirit. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. What I'm trying to tell you is you must be born again first. Jesus, please birth me anew. This is what I want you to pray this morning. Jesus, please birth me anew by your Spirit. Forgive me for all that I may have said, done, or thought. And please come up on me and teach me and guide me that I may follow your instructions in my life in all things concerning life, starting now. Thank you, Lord. Do that for me. Come upon me. Teach me, guide me in all things concerning life and starting now. Let me give you a couple of things. This is just now the Holy Spirit's talking to me, and I'm just going to flip places. John 6:63. In case you've been listening to me for years, I'm going to give you a pop quiz. What's Landon's favorite verse in the whole Bible? All right, ready? John 6:63 says this. And this is Jesus again, words in red. Words in red. He says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. That word quickeneth means brings life. Brings life. I come that you may have life. How? By the Spirit. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. And then he makes it real clear. In case you don't understand what I'm saying, he says, your flesh, the thing you live in, your body, your thinking, your intellect, your emotions, your sensitivity, you know, your feelings, your thought process. He says this, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The flesh profiteth nothing. Well, what if I educate my flesh to where I'm the smartest sounding guy in church? The flesh profiteth nothing. What if I have 14 degrees on the wall? The flesh profiteth nothing. You will heal no one. You will help nobody get over their sickness or their disease. And God forbid, if the devil's crept in someone's house, you'll never drive him out by educating yourself. He says, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. It is the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, my Spirit, the Spirit. What does he do? John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you right now, they are Spirit and they are life. They are Spirit and they're life. And I believe it's in 1 John like 2:26. It says, you need not no man teach you. Now, that doesn't mean don't listen to any man's teaching. It means you check and you make everything signed, sealed, and delivered by your Spirit. If you're listening to someone's teaching and you are a Holy Ghost person, or you've accepted Christ and have the seal of the Holy Spirit within you, if your spirit inside is not agreeing with what you're hearing, stop listening to it. If you're in Christ now, this is if you're in Christ. If you're not, you're so confused you need to listen to somebody till you can get your thought process straightened out. But if you're in Christ and your spirit man disagrees with something, you've got to take it to the Spirit. First John 2:26 says, you need not no man teach you, for the Spirit teaches you all things and is truth and is no lie. Now listen, I'm going to end right there. I want you to call up here. I'm going to leave a few minutes open right now. 221-1100. You need it. If the disciples needed it, if Jesus told them, you go tarry in the upper room until you be endowed with this power on high, don't leave that room and walk out into the marketplace trying to be an effective witness in this world, they'll swallow you up and they'll make a fool out of you. They'll laugh at you. They'll mock you and you'll turn. You'll go hide in the corner going, why am I a Christian? All I do is get spit upon and laughed at. He said, you get up here in this upper room and you wait. You sit there and you wait until I give you the promise of the Father, until I endow you with the Holy Spirit. You're all believers already. You believe in me. Now you sit there until my Spirit comes upon you. If you need something done in your life, you need to be sitting there asking God and praying and praying and praying until the Spirit comes upon you. If you can't pray in your own language, yield off in the Spirit and pray in another language. Let him take over your tongue, for the Spirit prayeth. We speak to men and to angels. The Spirit prayeth and intercede on things that you and I don't understand. Maybe I'll teach that the next time I'm here. I'll be out of town next weekend, but maybe the weekend after that I can come in and teach about the tongues. Because you need to understand that. We've made a mockery out of that too. And it's there to edify you and build you up. And oftentimes, God will pray through you for things you don't understand. And that's when things get done. Call up here. I can't believe no one needs this. Don't fool yourself. Devil, release it right now. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. 221-1100. Call and get it. Don't be scared. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. All right, listen. I need support. I'll be real blunt. Time's running out. Send something to me this week. I don't care what it is. $5, $10, $20. I support this out of my pocket. I'd really like your help. That's just being real straight with you. Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603. I'm clear, man. I don't cut corners and beat around the bush. Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. We love you. Thank you for listening. Oh, email, trylifeline@gmail.com.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.